Welcome to the service of Tenebrae. extended meditation on the Passion of Jesus Christ. It is a service of retelling the story of Jesus. Denial, arrest, betrayal, crucifixion, and death. We will have many readings. That means Jesus has been there. It is not simply a time of retelling what happened 2,000 years ago, but also we know Jesus has been there. All kind of emotional expression and the time when you are walking. God is light, in whom there is no darkness at all.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
And this is the judgment. That the light has come into the world.
And we love darkness rather than light.
Let's sing together the old Rugged Cross verses. Bulletin. Let us pray. Almighty God, graciously behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed into the hands.
Our first reading is from John 18, 1 through 12. Jesus went out with his disciples to the Garden of Kidron Valley. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, because Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas brought a detachment of soldiers together with police and the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they came with their lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to happen to him, came forward and asked, "For whom are you looking?" They answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus replied, "I am he." Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they stepped back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "For whom are you looking?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it, struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back into the sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me?"
Is from John 18, 12 and 19 through 24. So the soldiers, their officer, and the Jewish police arrested Jesus and bound him. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest, but Peter was standing outside at the gate. Then the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his teachings. Jesus answered, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all the Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard what I said to them. They know what I said." When he had said this, one of the police standing nearby struck Jesus on the face, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered, "If I have spoken wrongly, testify to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest.
The King of the Jews, John 18, 25-38. After Peter denied Jesus three times, they took Jesus from Caiaphas to Pilate's headquarters early in the morning. So Pilate said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered, "If this man were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jews replied, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death." Then Pilate entered the headquarters, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, So you are a king? Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice."
Our fourth reading is from John chapter 19, verses 1 through 16a. Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers wore a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they trussed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and striking him on the face. Pilate went out again and said to them, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no case against him." So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." When the chief priests and the police saw him, they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" When Pilate heard this, he was more afraid than ever. He entered his headquarters again and asked Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, "Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have the power to release you and power to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." The Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are no friend of the emperor. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against the emperor." When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench at a place called the Stone Pavement. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon. He said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but the emperor." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified.
The fifth reading this evening is from John, verse 19, 17 through 22. This is the part where Jesus was actually nailed to the cross. Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews called to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews.'" But this man said, "I am King of the Jews," Pilate answered. "What have I written? I have written."
The sixth reading is the witness at the cross. John 19:25b through 30. Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. And after this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
The seventh reading, chapter John 19, verses 31 through 37. Since it was the day of preparation, the Jews did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath, especially because that Sabbath was a day of great sadness. So they asked Pilate to have the legs of the crucified men broken and the bodies removed. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. He who saw this has testified so that you also may believe. His testimony is true, and he knows that he tells the truth. These things occurred so that the scripture might be fulfilled. None of his bones shall be broken. And again, another passage of the scripture says, they will look on the one whom they have pierced.
Thank you.
Arimathea. He asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and took his body. Nicodemus, who had come to Jesus by night, also came and bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloe, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen clothes, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now, there was a garden in the place where he was crucified. And in the garden where there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometime it causes me tremble. Jesus.